You've tuned in to the Nunes Newscast. Subscribe on Rumble.com to watch or download wherever you listen to podcasts. Here's your host, Devin Nunes.
Countdown to Socialism, the Disinformation Funnel. In our last episode, we discussed how the fake news complex and big tech have worked to replace our once free and diverse press with a partisan propaganda machine. Their game plan is as follows. The mainstream media puts out dozens of stories promoting the same false narrative. Then big tech promotes the fake stories, suppresses contrary information, and deplatforms troublemakers who question the narrative. To understand how big tech accomplishes this, let's take a closer look at their narrative delivery and management system, something I call the disinformation funnel. Social media is the central component of the disinformation funnel, whose purpose is to filter, refine, and direct the left's propaganda directly to Americans' phones, laptops, and tablets. Mass-scale propaganda is easy to accomplish with monopolistic social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. For example, nearly 70% of Americans use Facebook, and more than half use it as a news source. Democrats have recognized this for years and have ruthlessly pushed to extend control over these platforms. Facebook's role in the disinformation funnel was revealed by none other than President Obama. Only 2 weeks after Trump's 2016 victory, Obama complained to Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg, blaming Clinton's loss on the supposed fake news posted on the social media giant. Obama's warning had nothing to do with supposed Russian disinformation. In reality, Obama was concerned Zuckerberg had not successfully used Facebook to silence conservative views and amplify liberal ones. Since 2016, the Democrats have exerted nonstop pressure on Zuckerberg and Facebook to get with the party's program. Unlike the last election, Facebook was no longer shy about doing the Democrats' bidding in 2020.
People co-opting your platform to put information out that mail-in voting isn't so safe.
So one of the things that we're going to be doing is at the top of Facebook and Instagram, we're going to be putting accurate information about how to vote by mail and how to do it accurately. But we're also going to be acting on content that people try to put out there that says that it is fraudulent.
The Democrats' pressure campaign worked perfectly. Facebook, Twitter, and others have now banned President Trump and other conservatives from communicating on their platforms. Parler has been banned from the Apple App Store, Google Play Store, and from Amazon's web service. Republicans must work to defend free speech by protecting Americans' access to real news and information. We must free ourselves from the Democrats' big tech disinformation funnel. This is Devin Nunes. Thank you for listening.
Stay up to date by following Devin Nunes on Parler, subscribing on Rumble.com to watch the podcast, or download wherever you listen to podcasts.